Okay, mine beeped. What happened was right when I got it, you know. But,
good morning. So this show.
Oh, he's on. He's on now.
Good morning.
Anna.
So this is
the Asinet.
Brandela.
Gabriella.
So this told to all of you. We'll start. Well, first we're going to remind you where the handouts are for these morning classes. They're on the Unique Astrological Times landing page, which you will find at the underneath the two pictures on every Yeshem webpage or on mobile devices, you'll find them at the bottom generally. Once the Unique Astrological Times landing page opens up, scroll down to where it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The first link above that title is First Days of Nisan. If you'll open that up and click on the first link, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that is our handout for this morning. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. I'm getting static, so I'm going to mute your phones, but you will be able to unmute to ask questions as we go through this. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Baruchu Mishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Rosh Chodesh Nisan for the year 5780 is the evening of March 25th until the sunset of March 26th. The actions that we do on this first day of Nisan will impact either positively or negatively the month of Nisan in the year 5780. According to the teachings of the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria, may he forever be a light unto the world, one should follow the steps below. The more one learns about the following, the permutation of the names of God associated with this month of Nisan, which is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the letters that created the month of Nisan and the constellation associated with the tribe of Yehuda, which is Taleh, the lamb, or some people will say the ram. Correlating the items from the Sefer Yetzirah that relate to this month of Nisan and the Torah verses regarding the offering of the Nasi. And the character traits associated with the name of Nachshon ben Aminadav, and the character traits associated with the name of the tribe, Yehuda, and the consciousness behind the giving of each article that the Nasi, the prince of the tribe, gave at the dedication of the Mishkan. The more you learn on these subjects, the stronger will be your connection and your control of the astrological influences during Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the birth date of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. The name Nachman has a gematria of 148, which is the same gematria as the holiday of Pesach. By studying some writing or making another connection to Rabbi Nachman, we are able to utilize Rabbi Nachman's light as a tzaddik to help us elevate ourselves in preparation for Pesach over the next 14 days. Below are some quotes from the writings of Rabbi Nachman. Always wear a smile. The gift of life will then always be yours to share. It is a great mitzvah to always be happy. And it's especially difficult in this period of the plague, the coronavirus, COVID-19, because many people are afraid of death. And this fear of death is worse than death itself. Overcoming our fears is more easily accomplished if we can smile, if we can recognize that this is a cleansing that's directed by Hashem. Be happy that Hashem loves us enough to chastise us for our wrongdoings. In a circle of emotions, a point on that circle is the emotion of love. What is opposite that point? What's the other side of the circle? It's indifference. It's not hate. Hate stands right next to love. Indifference is worse. And I hope this analogy helps you connect to the meaning of Hashem loves us enough to chastise us. Im ata ma'amim sheicholim lekalel lechalchel ta'amim sheicholim letaken. If you believe that breaking is possible, that destruction is possible, that people die, know that the fixing is also possible, that the resurrection of the dead will take place. Know that recovery from illness, overcoming suffering, cleansing associated with suffering, all of this is possible to come out the other side of the suffering. And being happy makes that process shorter and easier. Kol ha'olam kulo gesher tzar meod v'ha'ikar lo lefached klal. You know parts of those words from a song. the translation, all the world is a very narrow bridge. And the most important thing is not to fear at all. Can you not fear? It's a tool. Happiness avoids fear. It mitigates fear. Zachor tamid hasimcha inena inyan shuli besmasa'ak haruchani hi hayunit. Always remember, happiness is not a side matter in your spiritual journey. It is the essential matter. Ayom ata hash meramam al titen limot ha'etmol v'hamahar v'hashpil at ruchecha. Today you feel uplifted. Do not let yesterday or tomorrow bring you down. The message is to remain in the now, to remain in the present moment of joy. Don't remember the terrors of the past, and don't look forward to the fears of tomorrow. Just be happy at this moment. It's all you ever have to do. All those thoughts that bring fears of the future or memories of pain in the past, those are coming from Satan. Take that thought and burn it on the sacrifice. Burn it as a sacrifice. Remove it, and eventually those memories and those future fears stop coming. It's not an easy process. It can be a short process. Usually it's not. But use the tool. Put the thought that comes from Satan, put it in a box. Lock the box and burn the box on the altar. Watch the smoke of that fire, the burning of the altar, watch it rise up to Hashem. Step one. We have the four letters of the Tetragrammaton in its proper order during the month of Nisan. Please join me. This connection is one of joy and happiness. There are eight letters printed on the page, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, and then the second name, Echieh, Aleph-Heh Yud-Heh. We use both names in this process this morning. One way of understanding Hashem's name, Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, the Tetragrammaton, is that it represents the active state of being. Hawa, Heh Vav-Heh, is a Hebrew word that means to be. The English word is, or am, or are. But the yud at the beginning of a word represents a verb. It represents a state of action. So Hashem's name is an active state of being. Echieh, you know from the burning tree image in the book of Genesis. Echie asher echie, I am what I am. I am what I will always be. Please join me dancing, singing, happiness. Yo, hey, wah, hey, ah, hey, yo, hey. 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 Yo, hey, wah, hey. Now connect to the Anabakoa. We will stop at the third verse and connect to these names, these letters. Anabakoa, Gedulat Yemin Sa, Sa Ti. These letters connect to the gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Taberinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No. These letters connect to Kras Satan, the two Hebrew words that translate as tear up Satan. It can also be rearranged, permutated to spell Sha'ar Katan. Both pairs of words sound similar, but the second one, Sha'ar Katan, translates as small gates. It reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth, which are the holes in our head that have to be guarded to prevent the entry of the negative system into our internal essence. Na Gibor. Dorshe Yehudcha Kivava Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dalet is Gematria 57, which is the Hebrew word Zan, translation sustenance, Parnasa, the fulfillment of all desires. Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that allows us to take any part of our body that needs healing out of the body, where we can restore it, we can rejuvenate it, we can heal it, and then bring it back into the body where it will again do its job as it was meant to do. So join with me again. Yo, hey, wah, hey, ah, hey, yo, hey. Yo, hey, wah, hey, ah, hey, yo, hey. Yo, hey, wah, hey, ah, hey, yo, hey. The letter Dalet creates the planet Maadim, which is Mars. Mars has the essence of male energy, of conflict and wars, strength and resoluteness, doing what needs to be done, overcoming obstacles. The hay created the constellation Talay, the lamb, the ram, overcoming the ram. What is the nature of the ram? It pushes people away. Its basic attitude is pushing people away and then returning to what it has. Not because it wants what you have, but because it just doesn't want you around. This is the nature of the Aries. This is the tool to overcome that selfish nature. Hey, da, yo, hey, wa, hey, ah, hey, yo, hey. Hey, da, yo, hey, wa, hey, ah, hey, yo, hey. Barchem, tacharem, rachame, sitkacha, tamid, gamlem. The sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternal victory over death itself, swallowing death, Bila Hamavet La Netzach. Ask yourself the question. Where does darkness go when you turn on the light? You know it doesn't get destroyed because when you turn off the light, darkness returns. We swallow darkness. We control darkness. And that is considered the end of death. Because once you turn on the light, it never goes away. And darkness is controlled. That's the goal. To control our selfishness, which is darkness. Our desire to receive for oneself alone. This is what our task is. When someone says to you, let's go fix the world, tikkun olam, let's go correct the world, tell them to start by correcting themselves. Because when you correct yourself, you correct the world. Tasim kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata ket kuf bet ket nunayim. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Kod, and its essence is appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude. Part of being happy is to remember gratitude, to remember appreciation, to remember how much we owe the Creator for our existence, for the miracles in our life. How appreciative we are for the fact that I don't have a toothache this morning. How appreciative we are for the fact that I woke up able to say the Mode Ani. How appreciative of the fact that I'm taking a breath when I speak to you. Every person has an appreciation. remember what you are appreciative for and thank the person or Hashem who provides that thing, breath, no toothaches, whatever. Start to realize what we have to be appreciative for. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kiru shata yud gimalamet pei zayim kuf. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod. Yesod translates as foundation. But Yesod was actually an active secret. It's active concealment. It conceals the spiritual energies. It provides them. It channels them. It is a funnel from the spiritual to the physical and from the physical to the spiritual. Yesod connects to the energy of creation, creativity, and of course sexuality, because sexuality is just an aspect of creation. Contemplate why Hashem creates male and female, why there are three columns in the tree of life and only two columns, yin and yang, in the Eastern world. There is a reason for this. Contemplate it. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shinkufav sadiyuta. The first two letters, shin and kuf, have a gematria of 400. 400 represents the four worlds of positivity in their completed structure of 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. That completed structure represents perfection. The last four letters have a gematria of 506, like the first verse, and it connects to ahavat hinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that to reach our completion, our perfection, we need to inject unconditional love in each step of the process of life. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper, Baruch Shem Kivon. In the Sefer Yetzirah, there are different relationships of energies that are described. It helps us to create unity to contemplate these different energies. The Sefer Yetzirah says in the first month of Nisan, it has the word Nes within it. Nes, which translates as a miracle. Freedom, the energy of Pesach, the mouth that speaks, gives us freedom when we choose to speak holiness, to speak words of Torah. Nisan is a month of miracles. The tribe is Yehuda. Yehuda is spelled Yud-Heh-Vav-Dalad-Heh. if you look at those letters closely, you see Yud, He, and Vav separated from the lower He of Hashem's name. What is creating the separation? The Dalet, which is a doorway. Open the doorway to reconnect the physical world, the lower He, with the Vav, the level of Zeranpin, the level of Yesod. Create, reconnect Hashem's name, that being a co-creator, by opening the door to the spiritual world. The sense is speech, tziach. Speech is a gift. It's a way of communicating. Languages is one aspect of communication. Telepathy is another. Being able to see a picture in your mind of what the other person is seeing in their mind. Can you do it? With practice, yes. It starts with the study of Torah, but it continues to communication directly with Hashem. This is where you learn telepathy and how to see the pictures in the mind of the other person, not the negative system. The controller is the right foot. What is the essence of the right foot? Why isn't it just feet? Unified. Why is it the right foot? The right being the right column of the tree of life. The foot being the lowest part of the body, the part of the body that is connected to Malchut, to manifestation, to the kingdom. The end is in the beginning, and the beginning is in the end. There are 17 verses in Bamidbar chapter 7 that we read today. These 17 verses cover the donation of all of the Nasiim, all of the princes, plus the specific donation from the tribe of Yehuda, from Nachshon ben Aminadav. I'm not going to read these 17 verses today. I will read the last five. But I recommend that you read all 17 today, because you are connecting to the gift of the wagons that the Nasiim, the princes, gave the wagons, so that the Mishkan could be disassembled and put on the wagons to be transported. Hashem didn't need the wagons, but people needed the wagons because they could not conceive of transportation by itself. They were so used to seeing chariots and wagons and horses and tools of technology that they expected the wagons. They needed to see the wagons to be able to see that the Mishkan was going with them, that was accompanying them. Otherwise, Satan would have been able to create fear among them. think about what I have just said and how that applies to your life. What are you expecting to see that is blocking your ability to see the full truth? Scroll down. To verse 12. Vayhi hamachriv bayom harishon et karvano nakshon ben Aminadav limate Yehuda. And he presented his offering the first day was Nakshon, the son of Aminadav of the tribe of Yehuda. Verse 13. Vikarbeno karat kesef echat shaloshim u amea mishkala mizrach echat kesef shavim shekel beshekel hakodesh shen nehem melaim. So let belula wa shemen L'mincha. And his offering was one silver dish, the weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Kaf echat Ansara zahav melea ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels, full of incense. Always remember the word ketoret. The ketoret is the tool to cure and to prevent plagues. We say the ketoret by direction of the sages in the Talmud three times a day. We say it at the beginning of our morning prayer, we say it at the end of our morning prayer, and we say it at our afternoon prayer three times a day. This is the Orthodox tradition. Say it once. It's in your siddur. It's on the Yeshem website, on the unique astrological times landing page, right at the bottom of the page where it says prayers for healing. There are two versions. One has Kabbalistic meditations. For whatever reason, we have been unable to teach this. As I planned for the last 2 weeks, for whatever reason, whether the technical aspects that we had with these calls, or whether people had other things that they were doing, whatever the reason, it is my hope to do so this coming Sunday. To explain it in detail and give you the understanding, but use the tool now. Scan the Hebrew and the Aramaic. Make your connection. Use the tool to protect yourself from this plague. Happiness protects you from the plague. The ketoret protects you from the plague. Verse 15. Par echad ben bakar ayil, echad kevash echad ben shenato le'ola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. An elevation offering is the term ola. Seir izim echad lechatat. One male of the goats for a sin offering. Uzevach hashlamim bakar, shenayim aylim, chamisha atudim, chamisha kevasim, b'nei shana chamisha zekarban, Nachshon ben Aminadav. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five he-lambs of the first year. This is the offering of Nachshon, the son of Aminadav. The English puts it in the past tense, but there is no time. What was a spiritual action is always a spiritual action. Contemplate the meaning of this at depth. And it is good to say this following. May it be your will, Hashem, that if I am or I have sparks of souls that are a member of the tribe of Yehuda, the Torah section of the Nasi I have recited today, then may all of the holy sparks and all of the holy lights which are contained in this tribe shine upon me to fulfill me in order to for me to assist in the cleansing of this physical world, so that you, Hashem, will find it worthy of your presence. And may we all say, Amen. Contemplate these words. In our advanced reincarnation classes, we learned that there are 613 parts of the soul, just as there are 613 parts of the body. And if one part of that body completed its tikkun, when you go to sleep that night and you say the nighttime Shema, that part of the body that completed its tikkun doesn't come back in the morning. But another part, the same part of the body but a different part, comes with you. And the more times, the more that happens, you'll get a feeling that your name needs to change because you've completed so many parts of your tikkun. So many body parts, so many soul parts have completed their tikkunim, their corrections, that you're not the same person you were yesterday. And you have a need to change your name, which change your mazel, which changed your need for astrological influences. The name of each tribe gives us hints. We have three names to learn, to study. The name of the tribe is Yehuda. I've given you some information. The name of the Nasi is Nachshon, which comes from, or Rabbi Nachman, of Breslov comes from this name. Aminadav. Take your time during today and study the information that's available through the study of these names and the verses in the Tanakh that are associated with these names. Nachshon ben Aminadav gave these various items. When he gave his offering that we just read, he was a king, the king of the Jews, the king of the tribe of Yehuda. All of the kings of Israel come from the tribe of Yehuda. All of the kings of Israel, from the King David through King Mashiach ben David. He gave a silver bowl, which he thought, and his consciousness was, the bowl represented the sea. The sea surrounds the whole world. All of the land is surrounded by sea. And resembles a dish. A dish connects to the idea of fulfillment of the people's desires, as a dish is a vessel. And it is the responsibility of the king to provide the fulfillment of people's desires. It was 130 shekels, and Nachshon's Ben Aminadav had the consciousness of Yamim, meaning the seas, comes from the Torah. God gathers the waters into one place. The gematria of Yamim is 100. And Solomon added a sea which was 30 cubits in circumference. Nachshon ben Aminadav was thinking when he handed the silver bowl of 130 shekels that it was the sea of Torah plus the washing bowl that Solomon built as part of the temple. The basin had 70 shekels. The word for basin in Hebrew is mizrach. And this sounds like nizrach, which means a ball. And the ball represents the world, which is the kingdom that the king rules. Why was it 70 shekels? To connect to the rulership over the 70 nations by Hashem. The overall meaning. Alexander of Macedon, Alexander the Great, would rise higher and higher until the world looked like a ball and the sea a dish. And this is the meaning of the offering of the bowl and the basin from Nachshon ben Aminadav. The gold label of 10 shekels. The ladle looks like the letter Kaf, which means a palm, the palm of your hand. It's a vessel of manifestation. This indicates that the 12 Nasis, the 12 princes, were of one thought about being involved with the dedication of the Mishkan. Do you know what that thought was? It was an ego thought. It was, we're going to wait to be the last. When all the people make their donations, there'll still be something left, and we will make those final donations to complete the process. And they did. They brought in the wagons that is the earlier first 12 verses in chapter 7 of Bamidbar. But they had this one thought, that we will provide what's left. We will be the action of manifesting it, because we are the princes of the tribes. Why was Yehuda, the tribe of Yehuda's, why was his ladle 10 shekels? To indicate the generations from Peretz, the son of Tamar in Yehuda. He is also a reincarnation of Er, the son of Yehuda. Took 10 generations to go from Peretz to King David. This is about kingship. These 10 generations represent the 10 Sefirot. They represent the 10 utterances of the 10 sayings, the 10 times the name Elohim is used in the book of first chapter of Genesis. But knowing the 10 generations from Peretz, each one of those became righteous, became tzaddikim. The ola, the burnt offering, the elevation offering of the young bull, this was related to Abraham Avinu, as the word bakar is used both here and in describing Abraham going to get the bull to serve his guests in the parasha of Vayera. One ram as an off ola, a burnt offering, an elevation offering. And this symbolizes Isaac, since the ram substituted as the burnt offering for Isaac at the binding of the of Isaac. One sheep in its first year as a burnt offering. Jacob, as the Tanakh says, that Jacob separated the lambs in dealing with Laban. These were the thoughts and the consciousness of Nachshon ben Aminadav, always connecting his actions to Hashem, to Torah. The sin offering of a male goat. This is for Yehuda, who caused his father pain in the matter of Joseph being sold. Yehuda let his father think that Joseph had been killed. The peace offering of 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep from the first year. 2 cattle symbolizes David and Solomon. The 15 animals symbolize the 15 kings in the land of Judah that came from Rehoboam to Zedekiah. These are the kings of Yehuda after King Solomon. The wagons were brought by all of the Nassim leaders, and it was at the suggestion of the Nasi, the prince of Issachar. All of the princes were in agreement to bring the wagons. The tribe of Yehuda mentions the Nasi before the tribe, as Yehuda is king of the nation. This is a way that the Torah hints through the order of words, through the letters, through many different tools and techniques. It's good to learn them. And here are three verses from the Zohar in the Parasha of Vayikra. These three verses are talking about the blessing for the tribes. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse, and he made a molten sea. It stood upon 12 oxen, three looking towards the north, three towards the west, three looking towards the south, and three looking towards the east. The sea was set above upon them, and 12 oxen under the sea. It stood upon 12 oxen. Surely, for the sea is adorned by 12 within both worlds, the supernal world of Bina and the lower world of the Nukva. The upper 12 are the chariots appointed from above. They are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, above the chest of Zeranpin. Each including three together, they amount to 12, and Bina rides over them, hence the Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut are considered as chariots. And the lower 12 are the 12 tribes, being Chesed, Gevurah, Netzach, and Hod, of the Nukva, each including three, and together amounting to 12. The Nukva, the Tiferet between them, rides over them. When Jacob saw the supernal adornment of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, and the Shekhinah in front of him, which is Malchut, the secret of the four legs of the supernal throne, he wanted to complete the adornment. So he called for his 12 sons and said to them, "Gather yourselves and prepare yourselves to perfect the faith. The Nukva, they should rectify themselves with the secret of the adornment of the Nukva's 12, so that the Nukva will be completed like the Nukva above, Bina, and the adornment will be completed." My commentary. Please note Rabbi Ashlag's commentary is different regarding the 12 chariots appointed above and the 12 tribes below, specifically with respect to the Sephiroth names that he describes. He describes Tiferet and Malchut above, and Netzach and Hod below. Above is up and down, the central column of the tree. Below is right and left of the tree. I'm going to let you contemplate the meaning and the reason behind these differences. Pasuk 653. Come and see the 12 tribes with four standards to the four directions. Three looking toward the north and three towards the west. Three looking towards the south and three looking towards the east. And the sea was set above and upon them. So three tribes look to each of the four directions of the world. Three tribes to the right arm, which is Chesed. Three tribes to the left arm, which is Gevurah. Three tribes to the right leg, which is Netzach. And three tribes to the left leg, which is Hod. And the body of the Shekhinah, Tiferet, called body, is above them, as it is written, "And the sea was set upon them," as the sea is the Shekhinah. And I am adding, if you think that this answer is to the questions that I asked in my commentary above, you will find it incomplete. You are stopping short. Delve deeper. Even then, both verses below. Pasuk 654. Why are there three tribes per arm and three tribes per leg? The secret of this is that there are three joints in the right arm of the lower body, and so in the left arm, the right leg and the left leg. They are 12 together, attached to the body as above. Whence do we know this? from the verse, all these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this he attached, and this is what their father spoke to them. The Nukva is called this, because the reckoning is complete with her, as it says, and the sea was set above upon them, which is the Nukva called sea. Thus the 12 tribes are attached to the body of the Nukva above them. Today, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, April 26th, the prince that gave his offering in the dedication of the tabernacle was from the tribe of Yehuda. Yehuda translates to the attribute of Malchut, to kingship, to nobility, to sovereignty. It is our job to rededicate ourselves to the tikkun, the rectification, the healing, the fixing, the repair of this within us. How can we do this? Let's just stay simple and go to where Yehuda was named. And she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, this time will I praise Hashem. Therefore she called his name Yehuda. And she left off bearing. My commentary. Do you think that she was in control of when she had children and how many she had? The answer, in my opinion, is yes. And that it is still possible today, using the tool of mind over matter. Yehuda's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Dalet-Heh, has the same letters as Hashem, plus the Dalet. Now the Dalet can also stand for the word Dal, meaning humble or poor. Or maybe the Dalet being a door. Praise and or appreciation is only accepted by Hashem when it is coming from a humble one, or through the door of tears. Today we open up our elevation and we humbly praise Hashem for the miracles, both the revealed and the concealed in our life. This time I will praise Hashem. Hapa'am Odeh et Hashem. The earlier Kabbalists made Reuben the tribe connected to Nisan. The sense connected to Reuben is sight. In 2 weeks, we have the night of praise, the Seder of Pesach. What one small step can I take to get me towards that night of watching? Think of something to do. Clean your house. Prepare something for the Seder itself. Make your plans for the Seder. Who will you invite? And will you invite some truly poor people? I would continue reading the end because we are out of time and I do not want to keep you all. There is much to contemplate as you prepare for the Seder, for the holiday of freedom. There are much positive actions to do today. I'm going to unmute the phone so that you can be able to ask any questions. Does anybody have any questions?
I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
What stood out to me today was the silver bowl is 130 shekels, and the idea of the Hebrew word Mizrach, meaning Baal, you know, the microscopic picture that they keep showing of the virus is round like a ball. And so I think there's some contemplation there. Perhaps taking the ball.
Thank you for your comment. Everything is unified. Looking for the unity in all things it's one of the tools that we can use to grow spiritually. So thank you for your comment, Tommy. Does anyone else want to make a comment or to ask a question?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Between Reuben and Yehuda, let's just say that we're born in Nisan. So do you share both tribes' spark? Since it was Reuben in the beginning and he lost the first tribe when it went to Yehuda, so does that mean a soul that was born in Nisan, do they share both the cocoons?
The tikkun of someone born in the month of Nisan under the, well, it's easier if I just read it to you.
Okay.
Give me a second to get there. But it's associated, it's on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan that we were reading last night. A tikkun, the correction of people that are born not in the month of Aries, but with a north node of Aries. A tikkun with the north node in Aries tells you that you formerly had the behavior of a Libra, which is your south node. That is, you were often in the role of arbitrator, but were unable to settle conflicts because you refused to make decisions. Taking sides was difficult for you, since it implied possibly hurting someone. Because of this, rather than make a clear choice, you tried to unite what was incompatible, and you suffered the consequences of your indecision. What comes to me as I read this, and I've read it a few times over the years, it is not my tikkun, my north node is in Taurus, but the tikkun from the north node of Aries has to do with the modern teachings of tough love. Because what's wrong with not making a decision so that you avoid hurting somewhat? You avoid hurting someone, but when you are so soft and gentle that you don't get across to the child that sometimes he needs to be hurt. Sometimes that's the only way he will grow or she will grow. Staying on the fence is not a tool that works, because Hashem is never on the fence. Hashem knows, and therefore he acts. The tikkun in Aries is to use the strength of Mars, to use that male energy to be decisive. Even if you make a mistake, if you're happy, if you're joyful, the mistake gets ameliorated, it gets minimized. It's better to make a decision than to sit on that fence. Continuing to read. As a Libran, you learn to compromise in order to avoid confrontation. Your behaviors in your last lifetime led you to choose classic passive-aggressive behavior. A tikkun in Aries points you towards a tikkun, a correction, where you must break out of your limitations in order to uncover who you are, your identity, your unique needs, and your individual desires. You must seek independence and reinforce your self-confidence. And this will help you discover your own spiritual nature and enable you to become more proactive in all areas of your life. Along this path of correction, you can stop avoiding confrontations and face each situation as it unfolds without needing the approval of others. As you pass each test, you will gain awareness and confidence. Come to know your own personality and strengthen yourself. Combining Libra's altruism with Aries' ability to fight the good fight will bring about an overall elevation of your soul, allowing you to become the cause of the fulfillment that you receive. Aries, the tikkun of Aries is to avoid conflict. While it seems like the tikkun of the North Node is to have conflicts, it's not to have conflicts. The tikkun in the month of Aries, people born in Aries, is to avoid conflict. To stop hitting your head against the wall until the wall breaks or your head breaks. The tikkun is to learn to listen, to learn to speak softly while you carry that big stick of the battles of Mars. I hope that gave you your answer.
Yes,
are there any
you.
Other questions? You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Tonight's classes at 4:30 Pacific time will be a deeper Zohar class. And at 7 p.m. will be a regular Zohar class for the Parasha of Vayikra. Kodesh Tov to all. Have a beautiful month.
Well,
and a beautiful year.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you.
Kodesh Tov.